York Regional Police have identified Francesco Villai as the shooter in the horrific incident at a Vaughan condo building last night, in which five residents were killed and one seriously injured. The 73-year-old man is a resident of the building, Chief Jim McSween said, and he would not comment on whether he was known to police previously. Police were called to the building, in the area of Jane Street and Rutherford Road, at about 7:20 p.m. December 18 for a report of an active shooter and multiple victims, who are all residents of the building. McSween said the coroner is confirming the identities of the victims and they are not being released at this time, but three adult males and two adult females were killed. A 66-year-old woman was also seriously injured. The victims were in three separate units in the building. Three of the victims who were killed were members of the building's condo board, but McSween said the motive of the shooter is not clear. There was an interaction between Villai and police on the third floor, resulting in the suspect being fatally shot. McSween said the officer involved is a 24-year veteran of the service. He very likely saved lives by his actions last night, he said. I would like to thank our officers who arrived on scene within 3 minutes of the 911 call and our fellow first responders for their assistance. I also want to acknowledge our officer who interacted with the suspect. The actions of this 24-year-at-YRP veteran likely saved lives. Chief Jim McSween, at Chief McSween, December 19, 2022. The investigation by York Regional Police is ongoing and the chief said detectives from the Homicide Bureau will be working diligently to find answers to this horrific incident. We are truly shocked and sorry that such an incident took place in our region, McSween said. Vaughan Mayor Stephen Del Duca responded to the shooting with a statement this morning. On behalf of the City of Vaughan and Council, I offer my condolences to the families of the victims killed in the shootings that occurred in the area of Jane Street and Rutherford Road, he said. He also said he has spoken directly with McSween and wants to recognize the brave first responders working to safeguard the situation following these tragic and unthinkable acts of violence. Flags at all City of Vaughan facilities are flying at half-mast in honor of the victims. Ontario Premier Doug Ford also issued a statement saying he was shocked and saddened by the shooting in Vaughan. All of Ontario is thinking of the victims of this senseless violence and the family and friends grieving their loss, he said. I'm shocked and saddened by the tragic shooting in Vaughan last night. All of Ontario is thinking of the victims of this senseless violence and the family and friends grieving their loss. Thank you to our first responders for bravely being on scene. Doug Ford, at Ford Nation, December 19, 2022. The Sioux is investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of the gunman. Anyone who may have information about this investigation, including video or photos, to contact the lead investigator at 1-800-787-8529 or online at https://sioux.on.ca/n/appeals.php